Leah Johnson is more than just the new volleyball coach at Illinois State University. She's learning to juggle life both on and off the court as the mother of a three-year-old and a four-month-old, as she tells GLT's Brian Bloodworth.
I'm juggling literally all day long every day, and it's a beautiful thing. Every mom and parent, for that matter, feels this way. You are always thinking about your children, and you are always thinking about your student athletes. And you, to some degree, it just gives you balance that it, when you're with one, you try to always be with them. And so when my kids come to mind, I stop for a second, I make a quick note, and then I get back on track because this is where my attention should be right now. And it's no different when I go home. I try to schedule my recruiting calls in the afternoon or after bedtime hours so that when I'm with my kids, I'm fully present. And I think it just forces us to make good choices and be a bit, put things in front of ourselves and put our kids in front of us, put our student athletes before us. But it takes a lot of purpose and a lot of intentional decision making. And it certainly requires a village. I mean, I couldn't do it without the support of my husband. Our staff has been so welcoming and helping. With my kids, they drop into practice on a pretty regular basis, and then in the community to know that people, are excited to meet my family and welcome my family so that this feels like home right away. So it's pretty awesome.
So your husband knew what he was signing up for when he got involved.
Well, he thinks he does, but yeah, no, he did, and he has been fantastic. He is very much about helping me pursue my goals, and vice versa. We run a very equal household, and so there aren't traditional roles. There are everyone's roles, and it's all hands on deck, and I think that's the best way to do it for us. And he supports me as best he can, and certainly there's times we both compromise. And something has to give, but it's been a really cool thing.
What attracted you to Illinois State?
There were several things, really. You know, I played in the Missouri Valley, played for Missouri State, and when I first started playing, Illinois State was the premier program. It was the team you had to beat if you ever wanted to be anyone. And so I really had this idea of Illinois State being on just a threshold above everyone. And so that has kind of been ingrained in my head. And then, you know, I've watched the program grow. I love how well it's supported. It is so impressive how the administration gets behind the volleyball program here, the rich tradition for women's athletics. So there's so many things that make this such a great place.
And I was going to say, as you said, you come to ISU with a knowledge of the Missouri Valley Conference and the Redbirds program. Was that a benefit?
Absolutely. I think the Missouri Valley is now at a place where people realize what a major volleyball conference it is. But in years past, that wasn't the case. And so I think having the knowledge in my situation, knowing how strong the conference is, allows me to be prepared for how hard you have to work to win in this league.
And you're inheriting a strong team with a number of returnees, so the expectations are obviously high. How do you approach that?
Well, I think about it a lot. It's stressful to some degree, but it's exciting too. You know, I think high expectations when you're an athlete, me being a former athlete, makes you rise to the occasion. And so I think we have a tremendous amount of talent. I think anyone could start any given night, so our depth is very deep. So it allows me a lot of options, allows me to be creative, and that plays to my strengths. So in that sense, I feel like it's a good pairing for me and then for the program.
You took the job in June, which is rather late in terms of the volleyball season. What kind of problems did that pose, or did it?
Well, I think personally, I had a baby in March, into March, and so I have a four-month-old. I was still on maternity leave when this job came open and was still just kind of getting my bearings in that sense on top of a three-year-old. So personally, I had to kind of reset my mind. I wasn't in the mindset of having to start over, if you will. But this was one of those jobs that you would be crazy to say no to. And that was my first challenge. I think the second challenge is the team knows they should be successful. And they had their head in a certain place, too, when I arrived. And they weren't expecting the late change. And it was a matter of building trust as fast as you can. And I think we all know that establishing trust can take some time, and we had to just go in with an open mind and say, we don't have time to get our feet wet. It has to be blind trust from the beginning. And so that was the biggest obstacle to overcome first, and I feel very good about where we're at there.
I was going to say that the trust issue, how do you do that?
Yeah. No, it's conversations, it's relationships, it's sticking to your word as much as you can. You know, when you say when you say something, you follow through. And you give people the benefit of the doubt when they can't, so they know that you're on their side and that you have their back. And I think just demonstrating those things in the small daily nuances of the way you go about your business, whether it's player interaction, staff interaction, you know, campus interaction.
And it also didn't give you much time to learn the personalities of the players,
right?
Obviously. And how are you going about doing that? Because you didn't recruit any of these players.
I didn't. And, you know, I met with their parents actually before a red and white scrimmage, and I told them, I said, I've only had, you know, 2 weeks and now 3 weeks with this squad, but I would tell you I'd go back and recruit them all again. They have been so impressive in the way they carry themselves, who they are, what they stand for. But it has. I think that's going to be a season-long learning curve. You know, I think as much as they're trying to show their true colors, they're trying to learn mine. And so there's always small hesitancies or pauses when normally you would just jump in. And so we're working through that pretty quickly, and I think quite well, honestly. I've been very pleased with their open-mindedness.
I was going to say, that says a lot for the players, doesn't it?
It sure does. I mean, they just a quality group. And Leanna and Larry and the administration had told me that's what I was getting when I got here. But to see it firsthand and the way we interact, you know, we have leadership meetings every Monday, and the players have been so supportive and encouraging to tell me the things that they're enjoying, you know, and giving me faith in what I'm doing and vice versa.
And getting back to the personalities of the players, I mean, you obviously have to treat each player different because each player is an individual.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach that, and how do you deal with things like that?
You know, it's funny. There's a couple schools of thought there, really. Some people will say, you know, that equality looks like treating everyone exactly the same. And I really feel like my job is to help each person meet their potential, and therefore our team will be better. So it does take a different approach for every person. And communicating that I do see each person as an individual, and our system and our plan must be the same and uniform, but the way each person needs information, or maybe someone needs a different approach in the weight room, or a different technique or a different set in our offense, it's my job to find those those unique things and make sure we exploit them and we enhance them as much as we can.
This is Brian Bloodworth, and you're listening to Sound Ideas with new Illinois State volleyball coach Leah Johnson. How do you motivate your players and the team as a whole?
There's a few things I like to do. One, I think if they trust you, they're more motivated by your ideas. And so we're trying to build trust every day. But we also compete every day. You know, I was just listening to Brock's back in his press conference, and he said he puts his ones versus ones, twos versus twos. And you don't see that a lot in volleyball, but in our gym you do. So we intermix our players every single day so that, you know, Jalen Keene is hitting against Courtney Pence as much as we can, so that she's having to defend that type of offense. And intermixing with everyone builds trust, but it also builds a buy-in for each other. And when you're bought into the person next to you, you're more motivated, and it makes my job a little easier. So I think it's a lot of layers there, but they all work together pretty well.
And I understand you're making some changes from what fans are familiar in seeing. Can you tell us about some of those changes and how the players have reacted and adapted?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest changes you'll see is we are trying our best to run a more balanced offense. You know, Jalen Keene obviously carries a lot of weight for us, and she will for all season. But as you become a senior, and everyone in conference knows who you are, everyone in the country knows who you are, so to allow her a little relief and spread the ball a bit more is certainly going to be a positive thing for us. We're also speeding things up, especially to our pin hitters on the outside and the right side. So we're setting our offense a bit faster. Stephanie Jankowicz, a freshman setter, is doing a terrific job with our decision making. You know, I tend to you know, counter flow a bit more or use different options situationally.
You were the head coach at SIU Edwardsville before coming here, and you took that program from the Division II level to the Division I. What were the biggest hardships along the way?
Initially, it was mentality. We had to get in a Division I way of doing things. It's the details. You have to do so many small things really well to compete at the highest level. Whether it's nutrition or the way we go about our strength and conditioning year-round versus seasonal, but also in the gym, just expecting yourself to compete like you would on game day, on practice day. And so that was something we worked on early. And then through the recruiting process, we needed to build depth. You know, great teams have options coming off the bench when they struggle to still be able to compete and be able to challenge their opponents. And so once we got depth in our gym and we were able to compete pretty highly on both sides of the net, you know, we broke in at that time last year to the top 100 in the nation. And so that was how that process played out.
How did that experience help you grow as a coach?
To some degree, I think I came away with more than I left. And you know, you don't want to say that, but it really is true. You learn something from every season, from every player. And I found my philosophy. I really believe in competition. I really believe you have to earn your way every single day. And I want as much data and numbers to show me what my gut is telling me and to challenge my gut. And I think it makes my instincts better. So those were things. I also kind of learned how I want to nurture leadership and develop players as people and what that looks like. And it's just a lot of conversations. A lot of conversations. You can never talk enough.
Having been at SIU Edwardsville, also obviously it had to help you a little bit in recruiting of future classes here, mm-hmm. because you've seen a lot of players probably, but maybe
Absolutely. If
you at SIU Edwardsville, you didn't feel like maybe you could attract them,
yep.
the same type of player you can here.
Yeah, I think the approach is different. So we eventually got into a lot of great conversations with some high level players, but getting the yes was very difficult. And that was where my mentality was last summer. How do I get the yes now? We were at a great place there, and the success was helping that. Coming to Illinois State, I think the university itself gets some interest beyond the volleyball program. And so I'm able to get in those conversations and get those people interested and bought into our program. And now the university helps draw the final decision. And so I'm going to work harder to play those two together to see if we can't steal some players from the Big Ten. And steal some players from the SEC. Like, that's the level of volleyball we're playing in the Missouri Valley.
What are the current trends in volleyball? I mean, you know, what kind of changes do you see on the horizon, or is the game in a good place?
Yeah. It is the highest level and fastest pace I've ever seen it. I think there's, because it's so high level and it's so fast paced, it's moving toward a replay system. Because your eye can't hardly keep up. The athleticism on the volleyball court is insane. If you've only watched, you know, your junior high cousin play volleyball, you have no idea what you're missing. It is it's very intense and it's very intimate, the volleyball setting. So I think the replay system's adding a lot of value to keep things honest and keep the game fair and equal. There's a lot of parity in volleyball because most programs across the country are well supported. It's usually a top sport in their respective schools. So players have more options. It's the number one sport in high school right now in women's sports outside of track, team sport. So there is competition. The depth is deeper. The talent pool is deeper. Therefore, the universities are deeper in their programs. I think that is a great place for Illinois State, for us to position ourselves, because we're in Illinois. We have this growing hotbed of talent. And we're in a school that attracts great people. So it's pretty exciting. Really cool.
Is the team ahead of where you'd hope? About where you thought, or did you have any expectations?
Mm-hmm. That's a fair question, and I think I have to go with the latter. I mean, I had expectations that we would be good. I didn't know where we'd be right away because I knew I was going to introduce some things that were different. They were going to have to earn their starting spots differently. That was going to add stress early that they'd have to work through. So to some degree, I knew it could have a huge positive effect, but I wasn't sure it'd be this fast. And the way we competed against number 14 Florida State and had them on the ropes, I mean, it was 24-24 in set four for us to win. And unfortunately, we didn't get the break we wanted. But that was a testament, I think, to what we implemented and how quickly they adhered.
Well, good luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time, and thanks to the listeners.
GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth talked with ISU volleyball coach Leah Johnson.